listening to WMIE. Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. This beautiful Friday morning, God is doing awesome things, and we're coming closer and closer to this celebration. The biggest celebration in the world is celebrating the life of Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ. This is the greatest birthday, and we should be excited about that. And if you or your church, if you're not going to your church on Sunday, Christmas Sunday, we'll invite you to come to celebration. So we're going to have an awesome Christmas Sunday morning worship service. It's going to be awesome. Why? Because we're celebrating Jesus Christ, the light of the world, Christmas, candlelight service on Christmas morning, communion and Christmas morning. It's going to be awesome. Don't miss it. We're going to have dancing Christmas morning. Oh, it's just going to be a great morning and a great message of why Jesus came into the world.
All this week, we've been talking about understanding the pathway to your advancement. So there is a specific pathway. There are steps that are already laid, the precepts for our life, the steps that were designed before our conception, the place where our foot fits, that is the place where we profit. So there is a pathway to advancement. Our opening scripture this week was Proverbs chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. And we continue to go over the scriptures so that we're continually meditating on them and keeping them in our mind and applying them to our life. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter onto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. So we cross-reference that scripture with Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14, where Jesus is teaching about the broad, wide road of destruction and the narrow gate that leads onto life. So we talked about some reasons why people may choose the wide pathway. Pastor taught us that it's spacious, it's easy to follow, there's no discipline required, it's lawless, it's popular, it's talked about often, and then there is the narrow way that few choose to enter that pathway. Why? Because it's hard. You have to show forth discipline, have to exercise righteousness. We have to work the works of him who sent us, but it brings forth a greater reward. It brings us to the path of advancement. It brings us to the path of a shining life that continually unfolds the next level of advancement when we're on the narrow path. Though there is an initial investment, it is for our good.
Good. It bring us to advance. Mm-hmm. You're advancing life. You cannot be on the narrow path and not advancing, because there's steps in there. And as you go from one step to another, so we go from what? Glory to glory. Mm-hmm. There's more light. Mm-hmm. Light, more light is shining. And the more light we get is the further we advance. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to see that. We started out with this much light. So we can only go this far. But as we go up, we get more light. Mm-hmm. And as we get more light, we're able to go further. And the more light we get is the further we go. Mm-hmm. So understanding how to live a life of advancement is to follow the path that Jesus Christ laid out for us.
So we make a quality decision to come off the wide road and to enter into the narrow path. We have to make a quality decision. And one of Pastor's foundational statements is change is not change until you change.
That's right.
Change is not change until you change. And the things that you tolerate,
you'll
the things
never
that
change.
I tolerate, I will never, you will never change. The things that we tolerate will never change. Change is not change until you change.
Yes. So we have to make that quality decision, see, to get on that narrow path. I want to advance in life, then get on that narrow path. Now, when we end the broad path, Diane, okay, there's no advancement there.
Yeah. No commitment.
Because there's no commitment. Mm-hmm. And there is darkness on that path. That's the pathway of darkness. And when you walk in darkness, you what?
Stumble.
Don't advance. That's the teaching here. When you're on the broad pathway, is the pathway where there's no light. And when you have no light, you're walking in darkness. When you're walking in darkness, you stumble. Okay? So what is this? Walking in darkness this morning is walking without knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it says in Proverbs 4, verse 19, they do not know what makes them stumble.
No
they
knowledge.
Don't know. What is this thing I'm keep tripping over? I don't know what is making me stumble.
Yeah. So when we teach here and talk about darkness, we're not talking about that physical darkness out there. Say, I ain't in darkness. We're talking about knowledge. Knowledge. When we talk about light, we're talking about knowledge. So when I have light, I have knowledge. When I have no knowledge, I have what? Blackout. Darkness. It's blackout. I'm stumbling. I'm tripping. I don't know. I have no idea. But when I got it, I know exactly where to go, how to do it.
Because God will show you what to do. And a lot of times we already know what to do, but we don't exercise what we know. And we don't exercise what we know, we don't get the benefit from doing it. You can watch exercise programming all day long, but until you start to participate, until you start to do, there's no benefit from it. And, you know, a lot of times when we watch stuff, it looks a lot easier than when we actually do it. Yeah. You know, we watch little do-it-yourself videos on YouTube. Oh, that looks so easy. Until you try to do it.
Yeah.
That's why the Word of God lets us know that we have to exercise in those things. We have to practice those things. And then they're perfected in the doing, where you see now, oh, the technique that works and the technique that does not work. The way to do the exercise, the way not to do the exercise, because you're actually doing, exercising what you're seeing, the instruction that is given. So a lot of times we miss out because we know the instruction, but we haven't practiced. And we know that advancement comes when we have already been prepared, and then an opportunity comes to meet our preparation, and that brings our advancement. If we're prepared and no opportunity comes, there's no advancement. If an opportunity comes and there's no preparation, there's no advancement. So we have to control the part that we can control. We could control our preparation, knowing that the opportunity will come and we're not going to miss it. We are moving forward. No power can stop us. There is a path to advancement. So our job is to continually be prepared, to continually be exercising the principles of God, because they benefit all. The principles of godliness, they benefit all, every area of life. The principles of God benefit.
Yes. In John chapter 1, verse 5, walk in the light. The light is on the narrow path. Walk in the light. The light is on the narrow path. So let's look at John 1 and verse 5.
And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
Yes. And the light what?
Shines.
So in this world, when I choose to walk with Jesus Christ, because he's on the worst part, the narrow path, the light shines. And the darkness cannot comprehend this, have no understanding why I am progressing like this. You ever think of some people, you watch their life and they are progressing and they're advancing and you can't understand how come this person is advancing, make so much advancement. Yeah, and the light shines in the dark area. Mm-hmm. And the darkness cannot what? comprehend it, cannot put it out, cannot stop it.
And then all their momentum is forward. They're not wasting time zigzagging and everything else. All their energy is going into a forward path, a narrow path. They know where they're going. They're not exerting a whole bunch of energy and wasting a whole bunch of resource going from side to side, here and there, fly by the seat of your pants or whatever the expression is.
They're
on a narrow way. They know. They see where they're going. They see their next position, and they're working toward that. They're continually advancing. They have a follow one course until success focus. Follow one course until success mentality. There is a course, one course, and they continue to follow it until success comes in that. Focus, F-O-C-U-S. Follow one course until success. Get that in your spirit. Write it on a sticky note if you need to bring forth that forward advancement on your pathway of advancement. What is right for you? Not what is good for somebody else, but what is right for you.
Yes. What is right for me is laid out in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And all I can do is to what? Follow it. Mm-hmm. What is right for me is laid out in the Word of God for my life. And all I need to do, Diana, is to just what? Follow it. Follow the plans of God. Follow one course until succeed. That's the plans of God. That's the narrow road. Mm-hmm. Get on the narrow path and follow it. Broad is the way. And it leads to destruction because it's full of darkness and on so many on it. And how do they advance? They stumbled. Mm-hmm. Narrow is the path that leads to life, and few find it. Mm-hmm. How do they advance there? By the light that is on the narrow path.
In John chapter 1, where we just were in verse 5, as it goes on in the next few verses, it talks about John the Baptist. He knew what his course was. He knew his pathway of advancement, and he knew what it was not. He knew that he wasn't Jesus. He said that he came to be a witness. In starting at verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. So there was a distinct path of advancement for Jesus. There was a distinct path of advancement for John the Baptist. And John the Baptist did not cross that line. He knew that Jesus was coming to baptize with a greater baptism than what he was baptizing with. John the Baptist was baptizing with water. Jesus was coming to baptize with fire. He said, there's one that is greater than me that is coming. I'm not him. So he knew his pathway of advancement. Jesus knew his pathway of advancement. And then they were able to bring forth what was already spoken, what was written about them. Mm-hmm. And they didn't try to be one another. Too often we're trying to be somebody else. But God has given us grace in this season to be great in all that he has sent us to do in the earth realm. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. We have service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and we have a special service on Christmas morning. So if you're in the area, please come out with your family to Celebration Tabernacle Church, 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
It's time to let the light